It was like, you know,
coverlet.
Or
comforter.
Or have you ever seen any made out of patchwork?
Quilt.
Uh-huh, quilt.
Blanket.
Okay. What would you call, what if somebody was coming to see you and you didn't have anywhere, any bed for them to stay on? What would you call like a makeshift sleeping place on the floor? Children, you know, they, when you were little, you probably, oh, let me sleep on the floor, you know.
Make
what
a
would you
pallet.
Call it? A pallet?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what would you say, or, you know, if you had a big crop in the field and you'd say the soil is very, it produced a really good crop, the soil is
fertile.
Okay, what do you call the flat lowland along a stream? Overflow in the spring and, you know, plowed later. You heard bottomland, a flat, lowland. You've heard flat.
Flatlands, lowlands.
Okay. What's the low-lying grassland?
Plains.
You know, it's a field. You raise grass. Clover comes up in it. Hay, alfalfa. Look out across the
meadow.
Okay, say that again.
Meadow.
Uh
huh.
You caught anything else?
No.
Have you ever been to Okie Pinokie?
No.
What is that?
It's a swamp.
You ever caught anything else? Heard your granddad call it?
No.
Anything?
Just
marsh.
Okie.
Marsh.
Yeah.
You've heard that?
Uh huh.
You use it?
No. Usually when I refer to swamp. Swampy areas. Sometimes marsh.
Marsh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's like along the sea?
Yes.
Okay, what kind... Tell me about some kind of soil that you could have in a field. Like if it was part sand and part clay. Would you have a name for it? If, you know, you had some soil that's part clay and part sand. What might you call it? You heard of, L-O-A-M?
No.
What is that?
Loam.
Loam?
Mm-hmm.
Have you never heard of that?
No.
Loam or loom?
No.
Gumbo, buckshot. You ever heard of any of those?
Uh-huh, I've heard of buckshot.
You've heard of buckshot?
Uh-huh.
What does it mean?
It's
Do you know what it means?
It's something related, it's the bullets or mixture or something that they use.
Okay, but nothing to do with the soil?
Oh, no.
No, nothing?
No.
Okay, if you were getting water out of a pool, you'd say you were blanking the pool.
Draining
the pool.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you ever call that anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, if you just dug a thing to get water off from marshes or something, you know, you had some swampy kind of land, what would you call the thing that you dug? You know, people digging a...
Hole.
Uh-huh, but what else? It's like a, you know, a long trough.
Trench.
Uh-huh. What else?
It's all
digging a ditch?
Ditch, huh?
Ditch. What's like a little body of water that, you know, flows in and out with the tide, you know?
A creek.
Creek. What else can you call that?
A branch.
Branch.
Stream.
What else?
A stream of water.
Okay. What's a deep, real deep, narrow valley of a small stream? It's about 10 feet deep, 10 feet across.
Channel.
Channel. What else can you call it? You ever call it a gulch, gully, ravine, hollow, ravine?
Uh-huh.
You call it a ravine?
Uh-huh.
What about if there had been real heavy rainfall and the rain and cut a channel across a road or a field? You call that place of what? You know what I'm talking about? They cut out real...